Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Terry Eastlake, Victor Kilo 4, Victor Tango Echo. Sad news in is that Terry Eastlake, VK4 VTE, known as Gonzo, has gone silent key. Terry passed away Monday afternoon, August 5, in Townsville, due to complications after surgery undertaken to improve medical issues he'd been battling for many a year. Terry was an electronics and instrumentation tech and worked for many years at the QNI Yabula refinery before ill health forced his retirement. Despite that ill health, Terry studied for and obtained his foundation call, VK4 FVTE, in 2008, attaining his standard call, VK4 VTE, in 2010. Terry utilized his fitting skills to do fantastically intricate carvings and homebrew many of the antennas he used chasing HFDX and participating in lots and lots of HF nets. He was one of the founding operators of the 40-meter friendly afternoon net. Vale Terry Eastlake, VK4 VTE, another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4 WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. You may have seen the figures from a couple of countries showing a great increase in amateur licenses granted. The first is the USA, where more people are joining, some for the hobby as a personal interest and some belonging to the prepper movement, but a lot as a way of supporting their communities as members of radio response teams for civil emergencies. In India, there has been a growing interest in the STEM areas as that major country attempts to raise its people up and get the benefits of a modern industrialized society. Along with this, and an increasing number of people entering the field of amateur radio as a personal learning tool as well as a recreation. By contrast, this last year has seen a lack of growth in the numbers of people in this country sitting amateur exams. In fact, the numbers have fallen back severely, and I wonder why. There seems to have been a diversion of interest to infighting in the hobby at an organisational level, which has distracted the WIA from its primary purpose of growing amateur radio. Sadly, it would appear that the abuse of a couple of years back has been resolved into a sport of disruption from outside the Institute. I say it would appear, as I have to read the straws in the wind to draw a conclusion. The need to actively promote the hobby has been diverted to protecting the very body that is there to grow it, it seems. I'm amazed that so much is being done by the limited number of people in the organisational part of the WIA. I'm wondering how much we, individuals and clubs, can contribute to promoting our hobby. India is a world of difference to us in Australia, and it is succeeding where we are not. The States is a cousin of Australia, and it is succeeding where we are not. And I wonder why not. This is a challenge for us to put this pursuit out to the public to show them that, like fishing, which is classed as the most participated recreation in Oz, ham radio is fun, is interesting, and inclusive and suitable for the whole family, or just one. Yes, we see many people who have grown the population and who are watching the next generation again grow. With many young people recruited, and who drift away, hopefully to return as life settles around them. Maybe like fishing, we can organise competitions that engage all ages and are fun, and offer take-home prizes. Maybe we can contrast the costs of one recreation with the costs of ours, and show that a tinny with safety gear, EPIRB and trailer is no more expensive than a multiband rig, power supply and antenna. A basic line and tackle box costs as much as, say, a mobile antenna, and a rod and reel and tackle box is as cheap as an imported handheld. Maybe there are other comparisons that other sports and hobbies, as far as engaging all ages, so to speak, and showing the comparison of the costs in getting started. There are ways to get the message across, and we need to fish them out. perhaps with the right bait, we can hook a few more people into our hobby. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.